Hello, this is Lakaramia, and I haven't really posted anything beyond my monthly checkup audios, as it were. But I felt it was probably time to finally see good on my Ask Me Anything promise, I guess we can call it. There are questions, so I will answer them. I also have an update announcement, what have you, after all that. So, without further ado, let me just see what questions there are, I guess. So, I'm not going to say usernames or anything like that, and I'm just going to do them in a random order. If I could bring back one extinct animal, which one would I pick? Now, the problem is with extinct animals is there are so many that we ended up as humans getting rid of, especially during the whole colonization period. So a lot of Australian animals, they were deemed extinct. Many African, many South American, even European animals were made extinct just purely because I don't think humans cared, quite frankly. But I think as well, I think a lot of humans were very much of the opinion that didn't really matter, when in fact probably did more than we ever knew. So I don't really know. There's certainly many, many animals that probably would have had a big effect on their environment, given the chance to thrive, that we never gave them a chance. Which sucks. So what is my opinion on haggis? So my opinion on haggis is I do like it. I think I would be banished from Scotland if I really didn't like it. Nah, probably not. I do know people who don't like it and they live brilliantly in Scotland. But no, it's great, but in moderation, definitely in moderation. I definitely could not have too much, that's for sure. The first band artist that I saw live, so I didn't go to a lot of gigs when I was younger, if any at all, mainly because I was socially anxious. I didn't really know how to deal with a crowd, even if they were all facing the same way. But also, I just didn't really have the money, nor did I want to pester my mum and dad for money to go and see artists. So I believe the first one I saw live was Fall Out Boy, and I saw them live in Glasgow. And they were brilliant. What is my opinion on bagpipes and terrible attempts at Scottish accents? Bagpipes, I like them. You know, there's no other way to put it. I was trying to find a way that probably would get people going after me, but I do like them. You won't hear them too often, apart from sporting events, weddings, Hogmanay, Burns Night, and anywhere touristy around the Edinburgh area. Occasionally you'll hear them in Glasgow, but really not all that often. Edinburgh is where you'll find the bagpipes, and I really do like them. They make me proud. You kind of just hear them and you're like, yes. And terrible attempts at Scottish accents. I think a lot of people try to be too much like Groundskeeper Willie out of The Simpsons. I hope I'm one of the examples that you don't have to have a strong Scottish accent to sound Scottish. It's also as well, like many countries, I don't think people realise that different areas of Scotland have different accents. And they might all sound the same to some people, but they are very different to Scots. So a lot of the time, we can tell a terrible attempt at a Scottish accent because you won't be able to place it at all, and it just sounds gruff for the sake of sounding gruff. So, yeah. What time period would I most like to live in, excluding the present? That thing, there's like to live in, and there's kind of this fascination. So Britain didn't exactly do very well in the 80s. Neither did the world. There was a lot of various issues. But I would really love to I would love to live in the 80s for a while, just to experience it, see it for myself. The music, the movies, the clothing, everything around it, and just actually see what it was like to grow up in the 80s. I mean, I've already lived in the 90s, and I loved it. But growing up in the 90s, you knew a lot of people who would talk about the 80s and actually say that as much as there was a lot of political turmoil and a lot of issues surrounding like the Cold War and all sorts, they loved it. They loved being in that time period. So I think every time period is really what you make of it. Some people see it as absolutely terrible. And others will have seen it as brilliant because that's what they made of it at the time. But for me, probably the 80s. What is my least favourite colour? My least favourite colour is an awful sludgy combination of green and brown. It's just that awful, like, muddy colour that really doesn't have much purpose anywhere else. It's just awful. Just awful. The best food I've ever had. The best food I've ever had would be in Spain, and it would be paella. And I mean paella made by Spanish people. Like proper authentic paella, it's gorgeous. It tastes so good, and you end up in the biggest food coma. But then also the best food I ever have, usually, is cooked by my parents. My mum and dad are good cooks, and just any food after a long day, and you go and visit your family, and they're cooking dinner, and you're in on it. And getting a plate full, it's very much how it makes you feel. But it's also as well eating some authentic food cooked in the country that it is from. Oh, so good. So good. What is my dream job when I was growing up? My dream job when I was growing up was a teacher. I very much wanted to be a teacher ever since I was very little. I really liked the idea of it. Not entirely sure why, but I just always wanted to be. And I kind of, it resurrected itself on and off throughout my teenage years and my early 20s. And the dream kind of died deliberately at my hands in my mid-20s, because I just realised that the generation below me didn't have this sense of earning what you get and working towards something. Instead, there was quite a lot of entitlement, a lot of feeling as if you'll get something anyway, so why bother? Because I think even living in a country where you do get handouts and you do get help if you need it, I still believe that, you know, kids should be brought up to know that you still have to have a work ethic, you should still work hard, and you should still work towards what you want, save up your pocket money and do your homework and, you know, work towards something. And I just don't feel that's there anymore with a lot of young kids. And I feel as well a lot of the parents rely on teachers to teach things that should be taught in the home. And I just don't think I could do that job. I don't have the patience that I used to have. And I have friends who are teachers, and I just couldn't put myself through that. It's just too much. Absolutely too much. What's a job I would be terrible at? I would be terrible at any job that involved manual labour. Anything at all. I'm fairly physically fit to an extent, but my stature and my strength, and it doesn't lie in the likes of landscaping or bricklaying or anything like that. It's a job I would be terrible at. I just do not fit it. So, yeah. Penultimate one, is there any special significance to my username? So the story of my username is I wanted a name where, regardless of what page I was going to be on or what I was going to do on Reddit, I wanted a name that somebody could refer to me as that had nothing to do with my real name, that had no remnants of my name in it and had no relation to my real name. So it meant no matter what I posted or what I felt like doing, you know, it was very separate from myself in real life. And Karamia means my beloved in Italian, and is also one of the terms of endearment that Gomez Adams uses towards Morticia Adams. And I deem those two as couple goals. Because I'm a goth at heart. Probably don't look at it from the outside a lot. I'm pretty reformed in that sense. But at heart, I'm still a goth. So Gomez and Morticia are a couple goals all around there. But when I tried to register it on Reddit, to the surprise of no one, Karamia didn't meet the cut. And I had to think of something else. So it was, I could have put numbers on it, but I just felt no, that I could probably end up getting quite convoluted and unnecessary. So instead I went the European route and I put La in front of it, and it makes it completely nonsensical in Italian now. I don't know, I kind of secretly quite like that. That it's actually nonsensical in its native language now with that addition. So it makes it quite unique. And finally, what's my favourite personality trait in other people? And I didn't really think too hard on this one. It was quite obvious to me. I go for kindness, always. I go for people who have respect and kindness towards others, regardless of what's been done. I like to hope that it's in myself, that degree of kindness, because the way I see it, if you start to become sour or horrible to somebody, it's then open season. They can do it back, and then you're in a downward spiral. Whereas if you maintain civility and you are kind towards them, they're just going to be the bad guys. They're always going to look bad, and they're always going to, hopefully in turn, feel bad, as they come across as just ungrateful or unworthy of your kindness. And I know that a lot of people think that, you know, that puts you as susceptible to being to being taken advantage of or what have you, but I mean, the way I see it is you keep true to yourself, and if you're kind at heart and you mean well to everyone, you can keep your head high. Yeah, it's a complicated one, but do you know what? I would much rather be kind and hope others were kind too. So those are the questions that were asked for the Ask Me Anything. So this year hasn't been particularly kind to me. So far, it's been quite a challenge in terms of physical health, and in terms of mental health. There's been a hell of a lot of challenges. Already went through health problems and a bereavement and money troubles, and all within the first 2 months. And it's been stressful, and it's been there's been work troubles as well, and just all manner of different things all continually happening all the way through the first 2 months of this year. And the hope is that I'm kind of getting through the worst of it now. I'm beginning to kind of get back up on my feet and figure out how to stop it happening again, if I can help it. But it's hard, you know, it's hard when you feel that you're not strong to deal with a lot of things, and that you just want to go and sleep for a while and just get energy up and just deal with what else could happen. But that has led to a decision I've made for a little while, which is I am going to have a hiatus. The reason for this is mainly because sometimes you just fall out of favour with a certain activity. And for me, making audios, I've just not got the motivation to do it right now. Trying to find any motivation, any creative inkling, you know, trying to write scripts or do any sort of audio. Yeah, it's hard. And I'm sure it will change. I'm sure I will, maybe in a month or two, or maybe even shorter than that. You know, there's a possibility that I might get back to it and suddenly get a bit more creative. But with everything that's happened in the past 2 months, sometimes it's easier to just bring it back to basics and just deal with life first and then deal with all the additions after. And I don't like disappointing anybody. I don't like anybody feeling that, you know, I'm constantly disappearing and coming back, which is why I wanted to make it clear right now that, for the moment, I will still visit Reddit from time to time. I may visit other pages, I may post on other pages, but just audio wise, I'm just not there yet in terms of working out what I want to do, or getting back to it. Yeah, it's just it's a hard one. I really do want to constantly make videos and constantly challenge myself and try scripts and all sorts, but at the end of the day, I need to put physical and mental health first. I need to deal with the joys that work brings and life is throwing at me, get myself back on my feet in terms of, working out finances and just generally finding a motivation for life first, so then I can get a motivation for audios after, and just see how I go from there. It's definitely something I'm not taking lightly, if I can speak. It's not a decision I'm taking lightly at all. It's just one that even trying to do the checkups for February, I ended up having to miss 2 weeks because just trying to get round to recording, but also recording to the standard that I want to produce, I'm just not at that level at the moment. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm going to have a hiatus for maybe a couple of weeks to start. It might then be a bit longer than that. Just see how everything works out, in terms of getting life back on track, and just enjoying being around my partner and being around my family and just seeing how I prioritise my free time now. And hopefully audios will work its way into that once again, and hopefully scripts will too. But yeah, I'll get inspiration at some point, I'm sure, and it'll all start all over again, especially getting closer to my cake day or something like that. It's definitely getting closer to a year since I joined Gone Wild Audio, and it would seem foolish of me to not commemorate that in some way. So I have no doubt I'll be back at that point. But yeah, the audios are staying on the page and staying on my Soundgasm, and they're not going anywhere. The scripts aren't going anywhere. I'm not doing like a mass deletion. I'm not removing my name or anything like that. I'm just gonna take a break. Take a break and just enjoy a bit of a hiatus, just being in the background. And yeah, if anything changes, if any plans to make audios come about, believe me, you'll be the first to know. But for now, there's only one last thing to say, and it's more just a little warning, and I hope nobody else is like this, but I have had some messages. They're not nice ones, in my eyes, about going, indulging in personal audios or custom audios or flirting with people on messages and chats. Despite me being very upfront about the fact that I'm not single, and I do a lot of these audios with the consent of my partner. So it's just to ask that if you are sending messages, absolutely be kind, and also just keep in mind, especially for any other audio performers, that a lot of the time they're doing this for various reasons, but it's not usually to get a partner, and it's not helpful. to bug anybody for custom audios. I've made it clear that I won't do any. It's just I've that's the hill I've chosen to die on. So yeah. If that changes as well, I will let you know. It's very much the case that any updates will go straight to my subreddit. But yeah, thank you for now, and I'll be hopefully back at some point.